morning, America, the world. Thanks for tuning in this morning. This is the Trade Show Minute. I am your wonderful co-host, Johnny Mota, who is being hosted by...
Oh, Victoria Barella, thank you for throwing me under the bus so early in the morning. We're actually running the show together. My name is Victoria Barella, and we have our guest on the show today.
Hey, this is Mike Kuhls from Colombia.
Welcome, welcome.
Good morning.
So this is the first of the day two, correct? And do you have anything going on in your booth? Let's just start off the typical, you know, what booth number and what are we expecting from Colorbeam at InfoComp 2017?
Thanks, Rob. Yeah, we have a lot of stuff new this year as far as new product. Booth 4581, Colorbeam America, it's our second InfoComp. We are talking about technology. Colorbeam America is all about is really an opportunity for the AV market as far as getting into a new category.
How long has Colorbeam North America been Colorbeam?
Well, as an incorporation, Colorbeam is less than 2 years old. The technology, we first founded with engineer design 5 years ago. At heart, we are innovators. My partner and I, Morris Gaudio, have been in the AV business for 25 years and basically created, developed the technology for our own purposes and our integration. 5 years ago, before anyone was even talking about the technology. And the reason we did that is when we wanted a solution to bring to our portfolio goods and services in Europe. Because as low voltage guys, apparently having low voltage category lighting, we really wanted to sell it. So that really was a motivating factor for us to develop a low voltage lighting solution that today we are bringing to the entire North American community channel.
What would you say that makes Colorbeam North America different than other low voltage lighting control systems?
Still today, we're very unique and very different in itself. We are the only company that is actually powering and controlling the entire solution with a single CAT 6 cable. We were the first ones to introduce two new lights from any cabinet from 1700 to 65 through an RGB fixture. This year at InfoComp, we are launching a white lighting tunable, which is tunable from 2200 to 5700.
So I have a question about tunable white. So I guess as a millennial in this industry, and we've talked about this before, that I'm only in it for maybe a year or two. I mean, I'm a CTS, but just let me know about the benefits about tunable white. Maybe does that affect the company's workflow, and then where maybe you have used it so far and which markets?
Well, tunable white is, there's two reasons why tunable white are values. One is just a preference of light color, whether it's in your house or in your building, but there's more and more studies surrounding circadian rhythm. Circadian rhythm, for those that are not necessarily aware of the term, refers before there was the advent of technology, electricity, and light. Our body clocks were based around sun, and our bodies roll with the sun and we go with the sun. And today we're exposed to a lot of technology, whether it's 8-inch screens, our TVs, our iPads, and there's more and more studies around our sleep patterns being affected by white light, glaring light. So the whole value of color tuning is now going to allow us to not dim or change the temperature of lights throughout the course of the day. So mainly in the residential, space, we're able to basically start setting your body clocks throughout the day, reflecting the fact that it's getting later on in the evening, and it's basically time to go to bed, which is preparing our bodies for that and increases our ability to have better sleep patterns. That's the research that the medical side of it. We're still going to be exposed to 95-inch LCDs when we get home, we're watching TVs and displays and so on, but but I'm just glad that we're able to provide the technologies that make you beneficial.
I live in California, and I can't afford a 95-inch screen TV, so I might move to Canada. If that's how you guys are living up there, let the neighbor in.
That's the small size in Canada.
Unless Johnny's on his phone right before he goes to sleep. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's basically a big iPad Mega Pro or whatever the next version
is. You've got to remember, we're in ice and snow for 10 months of the year. So
okay,
we don't leave our homes for 10 months, so we need big technology.
I can see that. 95-inch screen TVs, bring it home.
Can you see, where do you see Tunable White maybe going forward in like 5 years? Do you see it going out of, in a different trend, maybe more, affecting the home? How do you see this affecting the home?
Well, in the home, that's actually where there's, I'd say, more beneficial than in corporate today, because in the home, it's all about waking up in the morning and having your Tunable Whites tied into body put into the closet or scheduling.
Is Tunable White a thing on phones? Is it still just blaring at you? No, because it's a screen. Can they make screens that don't blare at you and then you can't go to sleep? Or
To my knowledge, I don't know that, but maybe Mike has.
On the iPhone, you have your settings and you can turn your screen to basically every light on your iPhone, whatever time you want. So if you're looking at your iPhone, you can wake up in the morning to look at your email or your phone.
Can the phone sync up to maybe a controller and make sure that in the morning when I wake up, and I forgot to put it at that setting, that it automatically syncs up that way?
I don't know if that's a setting of the phone per se, but that's certainly what you can do with the automated lighting technology.
Yeah, I can see that being a huge thing, at least for younger people. We're always on our phone, or maybe, adults too.
There's a lot, as far as the lighting industry goes, not a whole lot happening in the lighting industry for 3 years.
So, I could definitely get in a conversation with you, Mike, about Tunable White all day. I just went to a week-long session on Tunable White applications and education, boardrooms, hospitality, things like that, and the reason for circadian rhythm and why that means to us versus blue light. However, I think I would rather direct people to your booth here at Infocom instead so they can actually just get a hands-on / eyes-on overall feel for what color beam is doing and why it's important. What booth number can we find color beam at?
We're at 4581 and like to see every and any dealer that's remotely interested in lightning come to our booth and understand the opportunity.
Now, also, in terms of dealers, are you a direct dealer or do you have distribution or more of both?
We are a direct dealer. We represent the rent firms. Some of the ones in the country,
but we are direct. Okay, and then also, if anyone's not here at Infocom this week, right, or I missed it, like I'm sitting at the booth all day and meeting professionals like yourself, and I can't make it out there because I got to do the work set here, and you're working there, if I want to learn more, and anyone else here listening to this podcast wants to learn more, or they want to reach out because they want to become a dealer, or they just want to know what Color Beam is all about before they take the next step, where should they go to do that?
Well, they can certainly visit our website at colorbeamnorthamerica.com, and I will take anyone's discussions with them about the opportunity.
Cool, and I don't know if Victoria had mentioned it, she is a young AV professional in the nomenclature of millennial, if you will, only about a year and a half to 2 years, roughly in the industry now. I mean, that's, I think, pretty fair to say, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. Do you have any advice for her or people like her that are just now either wanting to get into the industry and or
maybe
just
into lighting
new?
Specifically too. I was studying audio and I got dragged into your lighting side, so it's a huge learning curve the past year recently, so I'm still trying to learn. Any advice maybe for lighting, for young people in lighting?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the AV industry, I've been in it for 25 years, and it's been a great industry for me and for my family, and it's always, it's an innovative industry, things change, so something comes out. As far as lighting goes, it's one of the top five industries in the world as far as manufacturers and so on, and we're excited about the fact that it's really tying in the low voltage aspect of lighting is really tying into AV today. So from an AV perspective, I would recommend that anyone who wants to learn more about low voltage lighting and how that ties in AV, we have a lot of great resources to offer the industry.
Do you of course, other than at Infocom, if you come and speak to yourself at, you know, at the booth, where can someone, I don't know, have a training? Does your company provide training on this? Or at least about this discussion about Turbo Whites and other types of things?
I can't say we're set up yet to have trainings. We host a lot of podcasts with prospective, or not the webinars, I should say, with prospective dealers who are referenced throughout the country. If anyone wanted to join in on one of those, we just have to vet them a little bit about them before
sure.
We let them on. But we'd be happy to share the information about the industry and what's happening.
Cool. Thank you.
For people that are more social, younger generation, older, maybe they just prefer interacting that way because they're at work or however, and they want to get their tidbits of information that way. Color Beam is on Facebook. I think it's Color Beam America. On Twitter and Instagram, it should be Color Beam_NA for North America. I think you can find them there if that's your choice. Come down to the booth again, Mike. What was the number?
4581.
4581. Speak to Mike. Ask about circadian rhythm, low voltage over Cat 6 dimming, zoning, controlling, and the opportunity for your business. If you aren't doing it now, you want to learn more, you want to be a dealer, you want to learn from the pros, come down to the booth right now. Any other words of advice for anyone out there?
That's it, guys. I just appreciate your time this morning and look forward to having a few of you come on by your booth today.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. And if anyone missed the live session or you want to return back and listen to it, go to ravepubs.com/infocom2017. Or if you want to check out the rest of our scheduled podcast today and tomorrow, go to ravepubs.com/infocom2017/live. Rave Pubs is also on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. You can find them at Rave Pubs. You can find me on Twitter at Ray Pubs and
Ray
at Barella Victoria _. So that's BarellaVictoria_. And Johnny, where can we find you in the Twitter land?
At JMota3 on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, just Johnny. LinkedIn's Johnny Mota. You can also find me on Snapchat. It's not JMota3 because someone's trying to live my life there through filters or whatever. It's AV Insider. But again, just reach out. Check us out all week. We're going to be broadcasting live with professionals like Mike here. Check out Color Beam. Follow Ray Pubs, and then one more time, that link if you want to join into the live sessions all week long, it's going to be raypubs.com/infocom2017/live. This has been the Trade Show Minute. Thanks for tuning in.